So whatever material attachments we have in this world, how do we sublimate them to love for God? So there is attachment and there is detachment. Bhakti is actually beyond both. There's attachment, there's detachment, but bhakti is about commitment. You want to develop a relationship with Krishna. And that requires committed practice of bhakti. It's commitment. So now when we talk about material attachments, we are not meant to become hard-hearted. We are not meant to become unfeeling in the name of not being attached. There is the complete picture that has to be seen in any relationship. The classic example of attachment is, say, Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. So, relatively speaking, if we consider in some movies there are villains, there is sometimes an active villain and a passive villain. So, Duryodhana was the active villain. He was doing all the bad things. And Dhritarashtra was the consenting villain. He just allowed him to do it. So now Dhritarashtra actually was an intelligent person. He could understand things, but his attachment blinded him. So what happened to him was that he could see only his relationship with Duryodhana. And because of the attachment, he couldn't tolerate Duryodhana's displeasure. If Duryodhana felt displeased, he said, no, you cannot be displeased. Whatever it takes to please you, I'll do that. Even if that meant becoming immoral, even if that meant becoming brutal, he did that. So what happened was that one relationship blinded him to the bigger picture. So attachment is bad when one relationship blinds us to the bigger picture. Bigger picture of our relationship with God, bigger picture of the life's higher priorities, life's ethics, like other things. But otherwise, relationships itself are not bad. So when we give due time for understanding the bigger picture of life, understanding the ultimate purpose of life, and we pursue that purpose through our practices, then it is not that any relationship that we have to minimize or reject it as material. Even if there is attachment in that relationship, if we don't let that attachment restrict us in our spiritual growth, then that material attachment, we should consider that also as a relationship which can be harmonized with our bhakti. Because ultimately, whoever we are attached to, that person is also part of God. And we may become that person's link with God. So, the important thing is to not let one relationship blind us to the full picture. And as long as we keep the big picture in perspective, and we act in a relationship not just acting according to the needs of that relationship alone or the desires or feelings of that person alone. We definitely are sensitive to the other person, but we don't let everything be restricted to that one relationship. Then that will not be considered bad or attachment as something which you have to give up. Rather, we can see it also as a service to Krishna. So we focus on developing our relationship with Krishna and acting in light of the big picture, and based on how the other person reciprocates, we may have to choose practically a way by which we maintain that relationship also, but don't let that relationship interfere with our spiritual growth. Ideally speaking, if we become better human beings, whatever is our relationship, if we become a better person and the other person see that we become a better person because of our spiritual practices, then they will also become spiritual. And that's how that the relationship will become more and more spiritual. So first stage in spiritualizing the relationship is that we don't let that relationship blind us to the bigger picture. Second step is that we pursue that relationship in the light of the big picture. And third, which is the best, is that person sees how we have improved by our spiritual practices and they also become spiritual. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?